Okay, tonight we're going to be discussing inyonim pertaining to Megillah. But we've spoken in the past, I'm just going to mention it quickly, we've spoken in the past about Parshas Zachar and women, so you can listen on the archives of Shurim that we've spoken about. But I was at a chasna with my wife last night, and she was talking to a friend of hers, and she was saying, oh, it's going to be such a hard Shabbos, I have to bring my kids to shul to hear Parshas Zachar. My wife is listening to her, she turns to me off, she says, oh, you don't have to worry, your husband holds women don't have to hear Parshas Zachar, as if I'm not religious or something. I don't think I'm the strange one. I think everyone else is the strange one. We've spoken about it many times. Despite what everyone does, doesn't mean that they're right. I still strongly believe, I think as does the Mr. Brura and the Sefer Achinach and many other Gedalia Paiskim, women are not Mechoyev and Pasha Zacha. Whether or not they come to shul, don't come to shul, is a different conversation. I don't think they're Mechoyev. I've heard from many people that this whole thing that women come to Pasha Zacha is only an American thing. In Europe, it was not like this. They didn't have a second reading in Europe. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was against the second reading. That fight I lost a long time ago. That you're not going to win. But I really do believe that women are not mechuyev. Again, if a lady could come, avadi she should come. Why shouldn't she get a mitzvah? But I think to say that women are mechuyev in Pasha Zacha is not an accurate statement. I think women that have small children at home and they have other responsibilities and they can't get to it. So that we've spoken in the past what they can and can't do. But I think, you know, people have this notion, society developed this feeling that women are, it's not true. You want to tell me, like Kvege talks about, Magen Avraham talks about, women accept upon themselves mitzvahs. Okay, fine. But they never accept upon themselves when it becomes very difficult to do. But just to be fair and honest, I don't really believe they're mechoyev and parashas Zachar. Okay, but we're going to talk today about Megillah. So I figured if we do 2 weeks before, this way you can have a little bit of a heads up to prepare not only how you want to hear the Megillah, but we're even going to discuss today where should you go to hear the Megillah. We're going to discuss Milo's and Chesroinus, and we'll even talk about the microphone. Even the microphone that some shuls have, a microphone for Megillah, we'll try to discuss that as well. So let's first understand the myths of Kriyas HaMegillah. So there's a Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara Megillah tells us, Amri Bishum and Levi, Chayv Odom Likris is a Megillah Belaila. A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, Velishnois to be able to repeat it during the day. Just Agav. The contrast is women are definitely mechoyev in Kriyas HaMegillah. They're not chayev in Zachar, but they're chayev in Megillah. I always wished it would be the other way around. It's very difficult when the women have to leave in the morning and juggling everything to go hear Megillah, which is 40 minutes, as opposed to Pasha Zachar, which is like 2 minutes. So if I made up the rules, I would have done it the other way around. I would exempt them from Megillah, because then they have to go out at night after they put the kids to bed. It becomes complicated. And make them be chayev in Pasha Zachar. They go to shul anyway. It's fine. Let them go to shul. But to make them chayev in Megillah is much more complicated. But I didn't write the rules. But the rules are that women are mechoyev in Megillah both day and night. We'll see even in La Halacha, people think there's a distinction, but there's really no practical distinction besides the famous Shita of the Bahag, but that's a Lomdisha discussion, not so much from a practical point. But the Halacha is, a person has to read the Megillah twice over Purim. Chayev Adam Likris and Megillah v'shnoi sebiyoim, he has to read the Megillah and repeat it during the day. Shenem the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Elokai ekra yoimam v'loisana, we call that to Kosh Baruch Hu daytime, and there's an answer v'lai v'lodeimali. We had a Sunday morning share about 2 years ago, it's also up on the on YU Torah, you can listen to where we discussed a little bit more of the Lomdis behind the difference between the night reading and the day reading from a halachic and perhaps a little bit more of a Lomdish standpoint. What exactly is the thing that we have two chiyuvim, one at night and one during the day? We'll touch slightly upon it tonight, but kedai to listen to that for a more Lomdish angle. But what does this mean? We have to hear the Megillah twice. So one is a night chiyuv, one is a day chiyuv. So when do these chiyuvim start? This is very relevant this year because of the changing of the clocks. People have, or that are going to be going to work on Thursday, they want to know how early they can daven, how early they can read Megillah, how early they have to get out. So we have to know what exactly is the time that of reading the Megillah both at night and during the day. So the Shulchan Aruch writes at number 2, Chayv Adam Likris HaMegillah B'Lalah. You have to read the Megillah at night. V'Shalayla. What's the time for the night reading? Zmane kol halayla. You can read it the whole night. Vishal yoim. What about for the day reading? Zmane kol hayom. You can read it all day also. But when does the clock start? When does the clock start for the day reading? Zokter Shulchan Aruch. Me hanetzachama at seif hayom. The clock starts at hanetzachama. What time is hanetz Purim day? 6:57. In this area, in the local New York area, Hanetz HaChama is 6:57. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to hear Megillah, you shouldn't start Megillah until after 6:57. Which does get a little tricky if you need to be at work early, especially if you want to leave work early to be home for your Suda, so you want to get to work earlier, so you can't really dive in that much early, because you're going to run into a problem. You can't really read Megillah before 6:57. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, but you can read it a whole day. Fine.
6:07, 08.
08, okay. You can tell he's a nature. Okay. Every second counts. Zog to Shulchan Aruch, v'im kara mishalom ha-shachar. But let's say you be the Eved read it after Alois. Now we know Alois is before Hanetzacham. What time is Alois on Purim Day? No? What time is Alois? I'm making it up again. I think Alois is 5:37, if I'm not mistaken. So if you read it after 5:37, Yotze, you'd be Yotze. Now that would be pretty tricky. That would be, if you read it at, when did you daven Shacharis?
Right.
So it could be, Me'ikar Adin, you could technically, you could do it, you can do it in a different order. You could read Megillah and then daven. But it's morning gay. Let's say you want to call a 6 o'clock minion. You want to call for a 6 o'clock minion, so you'll daven at 6 o'clock, and then you'll read the Megillah right after daven, you'll be out by 7, and there's no problem. Everything is after Alois HaShachar. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that if, but again, what's the lashon of the Mechaber? The Imkara Mishalom HaShachar sounds like it's Bidiyavid. Bidiyavid doesn't mean you planned a 6 o'clock minion. Bidiyavid means you weren't aware of this halacha, you didn't know the clock, you didn't know the time, and you did a Bidiyavid. That doesn't mean that the shul should have a 6 o'clock minion. Pashup Shah and the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does this really mean? The Kreis HaMegillah B'Lailo, what does it mean nighttime? Let's talk about what time do you read the Megillah Wednesday night, right? We all know everyone's trying to read the Megillah earlier because they want to get home earlier to eat. But the Neder will hopefully talk tonight also, is that perhaps a permissibility to eat before you read the Megillah. As long as the fast is over, maybe you can already eat, even though you haven't yet read the Megillah. So says Mishnah Berurah, what time is night? So night is Tzeis HaKechavim. Now, we've spent a lot of time in previous shurim discussing Zmanim. So we know when you see those two words that just opens up a Pandora's box of what that really means. What is Tzeis HaKechavim? So presumably we can hold that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila according to everyone is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So if it's only Din D'Rabbanan, you don't have to use the most strict way of calculating Tzeis HaKechavim. Let's say you hold Tzeis HaKechavim. Let's not use numbers. Let's use the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, stars. When stars come out, three stars come out, it's Tzeis HaKechavim. But we learned in the other sugyas that we did, we learned that by Shabbos or for Deraisas, we use a certain size star. We have to use a smaller star, not a bigger star, a medium star, all the different sizes. But being that this is a Derabbanan, you don't need to use, you can use the basic level. So you'll have to go to Maizmanim and click in Tzeis HaKechavim, a Kefi stars, and they'll give you a number. If you subscribe to what other Achrayim have in their head, that it's 45 minutes, it's 50 minutes, whatever it may be, so then you'll plug in that amount of time. That's what it seems to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis, V'lach V'shnayis B'yom, we repeat the Megillah by day, Zeichel and Neis to commemorate the miracle, Shayetzar Kim Yimetzeros and Yom V'Laila. This is exact cut and paste of Rashi on Megillah, that the reason why we read the Megillah twice is to commemorate the crying out, which is actually interesting. It's not commemorating the salvation, but yet it's commemorating the tzara, which itself needs a whole discussion. Why exactly are we commemorating being oppressed? Usually a Jewish holiday commemorates the Nitzachin, when we won something. Here we're reading the Megillah to commemorate our sorrow. That seems to be a little bit against what we normally do, but we spoke about that in the past also. Says Rashi.
Is that different from the night?
No, they're both.
You read at night also because
Yeah. That's the way Rashi says it over there. So now, Kol HaLaila. What does it mean you can read the Megillah whole night? Let's say a person can't get, he is working very late. It's tax season. So you're stuck in the office till very late. You can't get out. So you first come home at 1 o'clock in the morning. Can you read the Megillah? So Mr. Bruce says, yeah. Kol HaLaila Aron Marashach. The Mefarshim point out over here, that's a chiddush, because sometimes the cutoff is chatzos. For some halachas, the cutoff is chatzos. Here we let you go all the way up to Alois HaShachar. So if a person, for whatever reason, he was busy, preoccupied, doing the night shift, whatever else was going on in his life, he did not have a chance to get to the Megillah until Alois HaShachar. So he has no problem, he can read the Megillah up to Alois HaShachar. Okay, so that's important for those people that have a bit of hectic schedules. They can read the Megillah 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, up till 5:38. They can read the Megillah with a brach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vim loy kara kaidim." Let's say you could not read the Megillah the whole night. You know, whatever the case may be, you're in a hospital, Nebuch, whatever the story is, stuck in an airport, whatever the case is, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Afilu ba'oinis shuv lo yikra." There is no makeup for the night reading. You missed it, you missed it. It's over. You missed it. There's no makeup date for the Megillah. Once it's Alois, it's the day reading. You only get one reading. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Let's say a person knows he can only make one reading. Let's say you have a situation where a person is not well. They can't get out to hear Megillah. And they can, you know, make a guy come to read the Megillah, but they can only get once. You can't get someone to come twice. Which Megillah should you have them come? Should they come for the night reading or should they come for the day reading? What's the more important of the two readings? So see, that's a discussion in the Paiskim as well. But this is what I want to talk about. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to read the Megillah after Hanetzachama. So for most people that have a flexible morning, so they'll daven after Hanetz also. Because as we mentioned many times, Shulchan Aruch writes, you're really not supposed to daven before Hanetzachama. People that daven before Hanetzachama is because they have no choice. They have to go to work. So that's what we call a Shas Adchak. But if, let's say, for example, it's Sunday morning, you don't have to go to work. To daven early is really not right. It's only Yotze B'dievet. But to read the Megillah, the preferred time to read the Megillah is after 6:57, Thursday morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is that the magical number? Don't we know that whenever there's a mitzvah that's tali in the day starts at Alois HaShachar, not at Netz? So we spoke about this when we did Zmanim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rashi in Brachas. Rashi says, "Lefi she'en akol b'kiyim b'amud HaShachar." The reason why we make the Zman later, even though it should really be 5, what's considered halachic day? The answer is halachic day. It's 5:37 a.m. is day. So why am I waiting until 6:57? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's really a Rashi in Brachas, because we don't, back then they didn't have what we have today. They didn't have my Zmanim that tells you when Alois is and when all these other Zmanim are. So they often made mistakes. So we want to make sure that no one will make a mistake and accidentally read Megillah before Alois. We want to make sure it's so late after Alois, no one can make no room for error. We're afraid a person may read it too early. Why the Yoyim Baruhu L'Kol? No one can make a mistake at 6:57. Everyone knows it's day. They did. They looked at the sun. They watched it. They were able to tell where the sun was. Today it's much easier. Today we all have clocks, and there are poskim who start to discuss. Maybe today we can go back to the old rule. Maybe today we should start being Yotze Megillah at 5:38, because we know everything is today. There's no chash. Okay. That's a discussion whether or not we have the right to redo things because of the new technology or even some of the new inventions that we have. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Atzei Feyoyim, how far can you go? Let's say a person did not get to Megillah. He was at work a whole day, swamped, didn't have a chance to read the Megillah during the day. How late does he have? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ad Shkia. Can only go till Shkia. Why? Because that's also halachic day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nimshach ad Bein Hashmashes. Let's say he got schlepped out till Bein Hashmashes. So there's two ways you can learn this Mishnah Berurah. One way to learn the Mishnah Berurah is you didn't get to the Megillah till after Bein Hashmashes. Shkia Thursday night in New York is 7:08. So let's say you first sat down to Megillah 7:10. He was so busy, so preoccupied doing Shalach Manas, doing Matanos Avayim. You didn't have a chance to read the Megillah. So then says the Mishnah Berurah, you create a Bli Bracha. Then you read it without a bracha. There's perhaps another way to read the Mishnah Berurah, which might be more negiah halacha l'maisa than you think. Let's say you started reading the Megillah at 6:45, and you don't finish the Megillah till 7:20. That can also be im nimshach. Meaning if I sit down to start Kriyas Megillah, anticipating I won't finish before Shkia. So we'll see, that's another way to read the Mishnah Berurah, to which in that case, you also would not make a bracha, but you should definitely read it even without a bracha.
Is it clear from the lesson that when the Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Shkia, means to complete it by Shkia?
So that's part of the shaila. We spoke about when we did Zmanim also, that there's a shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan bases on a Taisus and Daf Ches and Brachas, where the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion is, where all Zmanim, as long as you started before the cutoff, you can finish after the cutoff. Let's say, for example, you started Kriya Shema before Sayyid Zman Kriya Shema, that's okay. He bases on a Taisus and Brachas. Because Taisus and Brachas over there is talking about that when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, so he said, how did he have a chance to do it? So the Gemara Taisus says over there that he started before that little, there's a little time. Gemara says the bracha, there's a little time that you have to get Klal Yisrael. So he asks, how many curse words could he get in such a small time? So one answer, he says, he would just say the word kala, destroy them. One word, boom. Taisus says another pshat, no, what he meant is, he'll start it and you can go over. So Aruch HaShulchan paskens halach l'maisa like that. So they once told the Shtiko Torah by Salvechik, he was cracking up, he thought it was a joke. He thought, you're really going to take that Taisus and Brachas and Daf Ches and apply halach l'maisa? The Aruch HaShulchan does. The Aruch HaShulchan does. The Aruch HaShulchan writes halach l'maisa, and people are semich on this all the time. Everyone's saying on this. You look at the clock, says my Kriya Shema Zimini, you say, okay, no, I started it before. The pashas of the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. The pashas of the Mishnah Berurah is you really shouldn't. You got to do everything before the Seif Zman. So here also. presumably here also.
If you're reading or hearing Megillah so late in the day, and you've already done your other mitzvahs of the day.
Correct. I mean, the Shechion. Yeah.
Right. I mean, normally we say right. Brachas
and the Shechianu, which we'll get to hopefully later, the Shechianu can't go on those mitzvahs. He did them already, right? Then you wouldn't have to make, the Gabbai would make the announcement.
Doesn't the word Nimshach mean that he started before?
Yeah, that's... Well, I thought Im Nimshach means... I thought Im Nimshach... No, Im Nimshach means if it got caught up, if it dragged out. What got dragged? So I thought dragged meant his daily schedule. Right, what continues? So I thought continue means like his day continued and he didn't have a chance until Ben Hashmashes. The other way of reading this story, Shmuel Kamenetsky assumes for a davar pasha, the Mishnah Berurah means, and Nimshach means the Kriyas Megillah was Nimshach. Maybe that's the simple way of reading. Maybe I was always reading it wrong. But
how would you know it'll finish
afterwards when you're making the brachas.
Right, so I guess sometimes, you know, shkia is in 5 minutes, you know. I don't know what the world, I'm sure someone has a world record of how quickly they can read Megillah, but I don't know what it is, but I guess you'd have to figure it out, yeah.
I don't want to mix it with Sunday morning shares, reading Magdimin, but I know there's no mitzvah to drink at night.
Yeah.
If somebody is so drunk
right. The
first night for them, is it better that, and they're missing all the minyan, they sleep right through everything.
Right.
Okay? Now they can hear it at the end of the day. Is it better that they hear it earlier in the day when they're drunk, or is it better to hear it at night?
So we're going to actually talk a little bit today, hopefully a little later tonight. We're going to talk about that there's a lot of brain power that's needed to be Yotze Mikra Megillah.
Right.
So they probably are not going to have that brain capacity. The Shulchan Aruch said, we'll see them. I think it's better not to drink perm night.
Yeah, that's for sure. That'll be established.
We've spoken many times about this, many years. I was just giving this drasha to my Talmidim this week also. You know, there's one Machzavitri that every yeshiva bacher knows. They don't know who the Machzavitri was, when he lived, what he wrote. They just know that the Machzavitri writes Lel Shikurim. He has a play on words. He writes in the Sefer that Lel Purim is called Lel Shikurim. So every yeshiva guy runs wild with his Machzavitri. Oh, the Machzavitri says he's supposed to drink perm night. They don't know who the Machzavitri was, when he lived, what he did. They don't know if he was a Talmud of Rashi. They don't know, we don't follow any other Machzavitris, but that they know. But the Be'er Halacha writes Mefurish that a person has no right to drink on Purim if it's going to cause a bitl any of the mitzvah sayyim. So, that's it. According to the Be'er Halacha, if you're not going to bench at the Suda, and I would love to take a poll of how many people bench Suda's Purim, those who drink too much. They don't bench. You're lucky if they make it to Ma'ariv. Right, so then the Be'er Halacha writes, you're not allowed to drink in the first place. So it's probably not a good idea. But yeah, I think so. I think that if they can't, but again, I think this is a serious problem, which we're going to talk about. A lot of people, I think, are not Yotze Megillah Purim morning for this reason. At least those yeshiva people who drink at night. I think they're not Yotze, and it's a serious problem. Especially according to many Achronim, like the Noi Debi Yehuda and the Shagasari, that during the day is the more chomer of the two, and it has the status of maybe even a deraisa. So they're really getting themselves into trouble. It's not the Rabbanan. It's because it's Medivri Nevi'im or Divri Kabbalah. So therefore, it might have a Mohammedic level. Ayin Sunday Shir 2 years ago. I think that was the date. We did this sugya 2 years ago. I only know because I listened to it yesterday. Oh, okay. I don't want anyone to think I remember it myself. I poked Chazit.
Read the Megillah 15 minutes before Avodah Shachar.
15 minute
reading and you go 15 minutes after Avodah Shachar.
So B'diyevi...
You have the night, you have to do until Avodah Shachar. The day you can't start... Until
but you started after Alois, you said?
Oh, wait. So what's the cutoff point?
The Alois is the cutoff.
Oh, the Alois?
Alois is the cutoff. That's Alois. Amud HaShachar is Alois HaShachar.
In other words, whatever Amud HaShachar is, whatever the time is.
Right, so Alois HaShachar.
That's as far as for the night.
And then the day starts as well, B'diyevet.
So I'm saying, let's say it's a half-hour reading. You start 15 minutes before Amud HaShachar, and you finish 15 minutes after. Does that one reading take care of
it? I'm not sure. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know. I'm not sure what would happen in that case. I'm not sure.
I could only do one.
And a chrami. It might not be a... Yeah. I'm not sure if he gets... Neither.
Or
he might get neither.
Either,
he might get neither. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a good...
Right. If you're hosaymich on those poskim, that goes by... That's an interesting shayla. I would find it hard to believe you're going to get two. I think you're going to only get half. And half, you're probably not yotze with the half of a Megillah. Yeah. You got to be real creative. Okay, so here's the shayla. So let's go back to the shayla about going to work Thursday. So what's the earliest someone can daven Thursday? So the answer is, really, best thing is you should set up the minyan shachris. Where really the best thing is you should daven after Hanetzacham. But let's say you got to go to work, so you can't really play around. So then you should at least have Megillah after Hanetz. So call Shachris for 6:20 or 6:30, and you'll get the Megillah after 6:58. You're yaitzah all shitas. But let's say you can't. You got to be on the 7:11 train, whatever it is. You got to go. You got to be at work. So Mr. Bir writes, "Vim ha'yo oynis k'tzas." If you're a little bit of an oinus, which means it doesn't have to be an earth-shattering oinus, doesn't mean that they're waiting for you to do a heart surgery somewhere. Says Mr. Biru, Yachal Kreis Lechatchila Mishalom Reshacha. You could then even read it Lechatchila. So again, if a person, Bidi Eved, didn't know better, and he just follows the shul's madam, and the shul has 6 o'clock shachars, so he's Yoytze Bidi Eved. But what happens if you know better, you now know the sugya, but Lamaisi, you say to yourself, I gotta go to work, what am I supposed to do? I can't miss any more days. So then, according to Mr. Brura, you can even do Lechatchila. But again, if you can play around with your schedule, the best thing would be is to try to get Megillah after Hanetz, which means you can daven at 6:20, 6:30, start Megillah after 6:58, you can still be, you probably can't make the 7:12 train, but you could probably make the 7:28 train, depending on the Balkair. Now, here's the shiloh. What happens if you're the only Baal Kaira in the neighborhood and you have nowhere to go perm day? You're not working. But they need you for their first minion. So they tell you this, we need you to read the Megillah for the first minion. Yeah, I don't want to be at the first minion. I want to do it after Nates. They have to go to work, that's their. I don't have to go to work. So let them, I don't know, they'll figure it out. Someone's going to have to late. So they ask the shiloh to Yaakov Kamenetsky. And number four, in Emes LeYakov, he says Shailo. Hayimutal Balkari Kavua Lekraya Megillah Letzibur. See, it's not stam, you know, a flyby. This guy is the Balkari for the community. He's the one who reads the Megillah. Shetzrichim the Spal Kaidem and Etzachama. That he also has to daven before Nates. Oshem Odev Shachay Yikre Bishvilo Mishum Shalachtchil Yisham Talam Danar and Etzachama. He could say, listen, buddy, you want me to come lane? Great. So work with my schedule. I don't have to daven this early. I want to do it after an Etzacham. I want Shachar to be called for 7 o'clock. You want Shachar to be called for 6 o'clock? So find another Balkari. So Yaakov answered, Tshuva. HaBalkari Yochel Lechatchila Likre Bishvilom. You're allowed a lane for them. Shekivin Sheishlam Heter Shetzvichim Likre Kaidem an Etzacham. They have a Heter. They're not doing anything wrong. Assuming they have a Heter. Assuming there's a whole group of people who need to go to work, not just people that want to get up early because they don't know how to sleep late. They have to go to work. They have a need. So Dr. Yaakov, since they need to hear the Megillah, you are now allowed to read for them.
So they should make the bracha?
No. You'll be Yotzi Megillah now also, says Rabbi Yaakov. But he writes, Avaloy Yispali Imahim. Don't daven with them. Because you don't have a Heter to daven with them. Okay, we mentioned, davening before Nates is only B'di'evet. So Rabbi Yaakov says, don't daven with them. Lay the Megillah for them. And then afterwards, you'll daven after Bismani. He writes, Shelzein la Heter. You have no Heter to daven with them. Unless, again, even if they need you for a minion, so you'll just be a stand-in. You'll stand there. You don't have to actually daven with them. So Yaakov holds, if you're the, again, I don't know if Yaakov means that you know, they call you up and they say, listen, you know, would you want to come to our community and be our Bakari for the Purim? We'll pay you some, you know, that's not what he's talking. You're the Bakari, the neighbor. This is, you know, you're the one they rely on. You're here. I don't know if you're getting paid. You're not getting paid. You're the Bakari and we need you. So if it was like Yaakov, you're allowed to go. Well, again, you can listen to Megillah first. Yeah, sure.
No problem with that.
You could listen to Megillah first. Yeah, the place can say it in a couple places. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Say Berachas Atayr, but make it right then. You can listen to the Megillah before the daven. Yeah, sure. Again, davening at the 7 o'clock. You want to hear the Megillah? What time are you going to hear the Megillah after 6:58?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll come just for the Megillah and you'll daven afterwards. Yeah, I think you could do that. Make it right then. You can get that. That works also. The only time there's a shaila about doing that is by slichas. We mentioned once that Rabbi Soloveitchik is against what some people do. Some people first daven, and then they say slichas. I've seen people do that. So he thinks that's not right, because he thinks the whole purpose of the slichas is to prep your davening. Your slichas is supposed to change your davening. But if you already davened, so it kind of defeats the purpose. But over here, I think it should be okay to be able to do it the other way around. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, number 5 in Kevitz Halachas, points out, this lashon of the Mishtabiru, mashma, Dafilu hischul b'yoyim. If Shmuel learned the Mishnah Berurah, which maybe is the Pashup Shana in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah means you started reading the Megillah when it was still daytime, but it took a long time, and now it's after Shkia. Mikol mokam einam avarach al kriya, kivin shakriya nimshach ad b'nei shemoshes. Ulezeh noite moivir rebishlit, and says Rabbi Kleinman, this is what Reb Shmuel holds, that kivin shalai gomru b'yoyim, since you didn't finish it by the day, nimtza de mitzias chos lechatsi ha-mitzvah b'zmana, you're doing half the mitzvah at the wrong time. Even though you could try to catch this idea of starting, Reb Shmuel didn't buy into it. As many Achrayim don't buy into it. The fact that you started before Shkia, you got to finish before Shkia. So if you're going to first read for someone at 6:45 p.m. on Purim, make sure you're going to finish before 7:08. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 6. So now let's take a break and talk about how early can you read the Megillah Wednesday night. So now we know how early you can read the Megillah Thursday morning. How early can you read the Megillah Wednesday night? Says the Shulchan Aruch, number 6. Mishu onus k'tas. Again, onus k'tas. It's a little bit of a difficult situation. Ve'ini yochel leilich lebeis haknesses. He can't go to shul. Ve'tzorech lehamdin arach shekaru hakohol. And he's going to have to wait until after they read Megillah. V'kosh olov leisha b'tanis kolkach. He's having a hard fast. He can't wait so long. So Shulchan Aruch writes, yochel l'shmaya kriyas miboid yoyim. He can listen to Megillah Wednesday afternoon. When? Mi plaga mincha ulu mala. After plaga mincha. People make Shabbos after plaga mincha. So you'll read Megillah after plaga mincha. So the question is, if this is a viable option, this is an important option. Well, read the Megillah after plaga, and the fast is not going to be over after the Megillah. The fast will be over at Seisak Echavim. But if I can read the Megillah after plag, so then by the time I finish the Megillah, I get home. I'll be pretty close to breaking my fast. So
break your fast in the morning. The other way. Even though it's nice to hear what do you mean? When you're still fasting.
I'm going
to
talk about that in a second, but again, the fast, the problem over here is the guy can make it till the end of Seisak Chavim, but the fast ends at Seisak Chavim, right? The fast ends, let's say 7:45, but Megillah first starts at 7:45. So you guys got to wait another 40 minutes. But if you reads the Megillah, that's what we're going to get to later. But if you can read the Megillah earlier, so then he reads the Megillah at 5:30. Megillah's over at 6:15. That's 7:45 on the dot. He can go eat supper.
So the same Balkur had to do before Nate has to do it right.
Yeah, this guy's got a tough job. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can do it, no problem. But the question is, what's the lumdus? How do you justify this? The Gemara says, what? You got to read it balayla. It's plaga mincha layla? It's not night. It's 5:30 in the afternoon. It's broad daylight. You'll tell me, but I make Shabbos Friday in the afternoon, as we spoke about many times. You're not making Shabbos. You're assering things upon yourself. You're not changing the date on the calendar. When you make early Shabbos on the summer of Friday, you're not saying, oh, now it's really Yom HaShem. It's not Shabbos. Look, the sun's out. It can't be Shabbos. What you're doing is you're saying, I want to accept upon myself restrictions and chiyuvim and dinim as if it's Shabbos. That's the pashtus, the answer of what does it mean to make Tosef Shabbos. But over here, you want to change the day and make your gimel into your dalet. You could have a ma'ariv. Oh, so that's the argument that they make. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan first, in number 7, he writes, he says, V'dimuzel l'tfilas arvus. This Shulchan Aruch says it's no worse than Ma'ariv. If I could have a Ma'ariv after plug, Ma'ariv is by definition supposed to be a night experience. So if I could have a Ma'ariv, I could read the Megillah. T'chashvina le'layl mi'plag ha'mincha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Aval hu t'mua. That's a very flawed comparison. Why? T'ma'in zelazeh. What does one have to do with the other? The Hasam totally be karbonis. Ma'ariv had to do with when they brought the karbonis. And they would bring the karbonis already after plaga mincha. Aval hacha dekriyos ha'layla l'midam in v'layla v'laydaimali. Frag the Aruch HaShulchan, where do you know? We quoted the source number 1. How do you know you read the Megillah at night? Because it says the word layla. Layla is layla. Layla is a metzias. It's not a halacha. It's a reality. Nighttime is when it's dark outside. When you bring karbonos is when they used to bring the karbonos. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they'd bring the karbonos after plaga mincha. So you could have a ma'ariv after plaga mincha. But here, this is nighttime. Anything that needs real night, you can't use for plaga mincha. So therefore, he says, pshita, the ad says yichavim, lo yihav a layla. So until it hits says yichavim, it's not going to be nighttime. That's the argument of the pre-chadosh. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, bevadi t'mu hu levadza. Forget that. Do ha'adayin eina yoyim yudalad. Again, this is the old raya about, you know, Tayshu Shai. It's not the next day. You can't change the calendar. You can't take your gimel, make it your dalad, because you decide so. It's 5:30 on your gimel. It's not your dalad. V'gam ha-gro, hiskim la-pri-chadish. This is the opinion of the gro. So both the pri-chadish and the Vilna Goyim basically argue with the Shulchan Aruch. And they say you can't pull such a trick. You can't daven after plag. U'mimenu lo-shemanu mishiyasekein. Says Aruch HaShulchan, in all my years as a rabbi, I never heard anyone who ever read the Megillah after plag. It's not done. They never heard of such a thing. No one ever reads Megillah after plag. We all wait till Tzeis HaKavim. Now, we might shop around for the earliest version of Tzeis HaKavim. Okay, fine. That we spoke about because it's only a Dirabbanan. So if it's only a Dirabbanan, so you could use the most makel sheet of a Tzeis HaKavim. But you got to at least wait for Tzeis HaKavim. Yeah, we're going to talk about that actually a little bit later tonight. That's true under certain circumstances. And if you fit that circumstance, you would be. We'll talk about a case. Let's say a person's going in for surgery and he's really going to be out of commission for a bunch of days. So Hitaka could read the Megillah earlier. And he should read the Megillah earlier. We'll talk about such a case, yeah. But here he says it's pashut that you're not allowed to do it earlier. The Ber Halacha has a little bit of a different angle on this. If you look in the Ber Halacha, number 7, he writes, V'gam le'in kriyashma revya poisim chokma Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you can even do this for Kriyashma. We don't pass like that. We offer Kriyashma. Even if we daven Ma'ariv early, we have to repeat Kriyashma. But the question is, well, what's the difference? If I can make believe it's nighttime for Ma'ariv, let's make believe it's nighttime for Kriyashma. So we don't pass like that. Ochin, habis yoist, b'sem tofesh, b'zayin hatik, b'shem arachos chayim, b'shem arayvid, denogu l'kreis k'tzas b'vajayim. This was something done in the time, it didn't exist in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan. In the late 1800s, they weren't doing it, but in the times of the Rishonim, they were doing this. In the times of the Rishonim, they were reading Megillah at 5:30 on Tainus Esther. Why? Look at the interesting lashon of the Ber Halacha. You know why we're doing this? For the women. The women. When was the last time you heard a pregnant lady fasting Tainus Esther? You never hear such a thing. A pregnant lady fasting Tainus Esther? So Rabbi Yaakov, I found it. This bothered me. It bothered me a lot. I finally found it. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked this kasha. He said, what are you talking about? A pregnant lady fasting on Tainus Esther? Shulchan Aruch? Tainus Esther, if you have your eye hurts, you don't fast. Which pregnant lady is going to fast on Tainus Esther? In the Rishayin, in this whole heter, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it that way. He doesn't say who's having a hard fast. He says someone's having a hard fast. So we assume it's a man. The Rishayin, we're talking about women. Not only women, a pregnant woman. Mu'baris. Which Mubaris today is going to fast on Tanis Esther? You're lucky if they fast, you know, Yom Kippur, Nitzchah, they're all not fasting. Tisha B'Av Nitzchah, they're not fasting. Yom Kippur, they're getting out of it. So, but that's what the Rishonim say. He says, V'chemetzosi be'eshkoil, v'gam b'mi'iri, he'vikein z'alinyin choylos v'yolad. It's all talking about the women. She'enim tzuichim laharav kolkach, v'reshoin l'ma'ak kriyosaz afshudem. V'av sha prichadish doicha aminagazeh b'shtei yadayim, says the Berloch, even though I am well aware of the fact that the prichadish disagrees adamantly on this notion, many achrenim come to try to defend it. Well, the other achashulchan clearly, you know, did not want to hear it. The Mishnah Berurah is not as extreme. He thinks there is perhaps some basis to this, and he concludes. V'daitam, what's their opinion? Even though it's really not correct to read the Megillah plag, that a person can't wait that long. Maybe even today when we switch the clocks, it's late. Yesh loy ami lismach. You have who to rely on to read the Megillah after plag and break your fast at Tzeis HaKachavim. V'efshe b'makam shatcha godol af b'tzibur yesh lahakal. The whole shul can do it. Not just one private person. The whole shul will have community reading of Megillah, 6 o'clock, Tanis Esther, break the fast 7:45. And that'll be it. Says the shul, the Mr. Brewer thinks you have who to rely on. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan said he never heard of it. Mr. Brewer thinks, no, maybe you can do it. So in the Sefer Miseris Moshe, written by Rabbi Tendler, so he asked Rav Moshe about this. He once asked Rav Moshe, number 9. He says, V'sha'alti l'Rabbeinu. I asked Rav Moshe. Right, it's not so far-fetched. It's an open Shulchan Aruch. The Rama doesn't argue. So the Pichadish argues. The Vilna Gaon argues. Okay. No one argues on the Shulchan Aruch. So he asked Rav Moshe about it. V'ha'yizek kapli l'Rabbeinu. Like Rav Moshe thought it was an amazement. V'ha'ma l'dina i'efshar kachlenei. You can't. Rav Moshe right away, there's a story over here. There was a big meeting that was taking place in Agudas Rabbanim that was scheduled on Leil Tanis Esther. So they wanted to know, can they do everything earlier so they can be ready for their meeting? So he sent a shout out to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, absolutely not. I showed Rav Moshe, which I'm sure Rav Moshe knew it, that the Prichadish says it's no good. The Daiter Dekoidim says, even B'Di'evid. You can't even start the Megillah, according to this, perhaps, before Vade Laila. Rav Moshe thought they're all right, and the Shulchan Aruch is not right. So this is a classic example where we have an open Shulchan Aruch, where no one, at least the Rama doesn't seem to argue, and no one seems to follow this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rav Moshe. Then he writes on the bottom, even if you're an individual, you're a Shulchan Aruch guy, you don't care what the shul's doing. I'm going to read Megillah by myself, in my house, at 5:30, or whatever time plag is, and I'm going to do what I want. Yesh lodon ula yesh olav iser machmas marasayin. Rav Moshe, may Mishal marasayin. Well, this guy, he's going to, you know, I guess he's going to tell people, it's going to get out that he read the Megillah that early. Rav Moshe thought it's really not correct to read the Megillah that early, even b'shas hadchak. So if a person's not feeling well, so he should break his fast. But to read the Megillah that early, Rav Moshe, derech ha-shulchan. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more calm. He's not so extreme about it, but the Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan were very against. So Rabbi Yaakov asks in Emes Yaakov number 10.
But let's say you have a Baal Kor, he's going to say, listen, I got to catch a plane for Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So it's 5:30, whatever it is, he's the only Baal Kor in town. Why can't he be summoned on the fact that, listen,
it's this or nothing. It's either this or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
Right, right. I guess in that case, he probably would be.
And
Achrami. If he's the only guy in the neighborhood who knows how to read.
You can do it at 10 in the morning on Wednesday, but you can do it at 5:30.
Yeah, I think so. If he'd be the only guy in the neighborhood who knew how to read, and no one else can read a Megillah, it's a Bali Tshuva, whatever the situation is.
Well,
maybe you would.
It makes sense, because you read it earlier, like foreign that don't have a Bali Tshuva.
That's right. Maybe you would. Maybe you could be Sarah Mechandan, if you again.
That's not an army success, that's a real
life. Right, I'm saying, that's usually not, if you have a case like that, where you wouldn't have, if it's either this or nothing, no one else can read.
Or safety, you can't have a
home in that. Right, okay, so then technically, again, Megillah can be done by Yechidus. So everyone can
read it.
Right. So you have to also have the case where the people can't read it on their own. If you're in a community where everyone knows how to read it, so they'll go home. Again, if it's a safety issue, so everyone will go home and read it to themselves. Not the whole thing, no. You got to have a Megillah. Right, so let's say there's no Megillah Kshera in the town, right? The guy's taking it with him. He's flying to a more happening community, you know, where there's more fun on Purim, and he's leaving you guys with a Chumash. So yeah, then Achrami. I think that would also be an example. You would be allowed to be Samech on this. So Yaakov asks the number 10. He says, I don't understand the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, we're talking about pregnant women that can't handle the fast. He says, this is the one fast where it says, before she can be makel for them. So why is the case where we're being makel for women that are fasting when women shouldn't be fasting in the first place? So listen to Yaakov's answer. He says, we told the women, don't fast. They said, no, We want to fast. We want to do it. I know I don't have to. I know the rabbi says I don't have to. I want to. And then they start fasting, and then it becomes difficult to them. And then they say, okay, we want to wrap things up earlier so we can eat. But Maker Adinavad, the women, Mubarises, don't fast in such a fast. Okay. So the next Shaila is, which is the real Megillah reading? Which is the Iker Megillah? Is the Iker Megillah the night Megillah, or the Iker Megillah is the day Megillah? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's Machoikis Mishainim, if you say Shechianu at both Kriyas HaMegillah, or only at the first one. So Shulchan Aruch writes in number 11, HaKriyas HaMegillah Mevarach Lefanei Shalosh Brachas, HaMikra Megillah Shasinisim, V'Shechianu, Ubiyoyim Einei Choyz Mevarach Shechianu. Shulchan Aruch Shita is like the Rambam's opinion, that on the second, in the Megillah reading during the day, you do not recite another Shechianu, because you did it already the night before. The Ashkenazim follow Taisvis, that says V'yeshayimim, Da'af b'yoyim b'varach shachiyanu. We go like Taisvis, and we hold that even during the day we make another shachiyanu. This is what we spoke about on a Sunday share a few years ago, the lumdus behind this discussion. But Lamaisa, we Ashkenazim say shachiyanu twice. The question is, how do we justify a second shachiyanu? It's old news already. We did the mitzvah last night, we made the shachiyanu the first time, now it's just a repeat. How do you make a shachiyanu on a repeat mitzvah? So Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't make a Shechianu is why the Hakva Berech Balad, you already made the Bracha at night. So what's the Shita for the Rambah? The Sever is the Af B'yoyim, the Iker Mitzvah Kriyasa B'yoyim Hu. You know, when is the main reading? The main reading is the day reading, not the night reading. So therefore, since the main reading is the day reading, and Taisus brings a Raya, when do all other mitzvahs of Purim apply? During the daytime. There's nothing in the night of Purim. Right? So therefore, Zok Taisus, the main reading is the day reading. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, what's the main reading? The day reading. So if the main reading is the day reading, if you had to choose which one to attend, you should probably choose the day reading. So the Sharatzion says even further, he says, the Kriya D'Yoyim Chomer Milayla, Tahu Midivrei Kabbalah. Not only that, but the day reading is not only more important from a question of brachas, but it has a halachic maila. What's its halachic maila? It's considered Midivrei Kabbalah, as opposed to the night reading, which is only Midirabban. Therefore, what do you do in a case where a person can only hear one Megillah once? Either the night or the day. Which one should he pick? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ulechari yesh nafkimina l'dino. He thinks there should be a big nafkimina. Dim ein loy lahasi kriyas ha-Megillah rak pamachas b'yoyim oy b'layla. You can only get one. You're in a faraway place, or whatever the case may be, you can only get it once. The Rabbi Seinu, Eilu motiv shivcha b'yoyim mi b'layla. According to those people, let's say the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, what's the main reading? The night reading. That's when the Shechianu is. So you should go for the night reading. Shum Mukhtavim Mevi Mitzvahs.
Why? They could be equivalent to just them saying one.
But again, but you also have the Ma'il of the first mitzvah. If you hold that the day is the main one, so you're not going to tell me, oh, but I want to do the mitzvah first, but the main mitzvah is tomorrow. But if you hold that the night's also important, maybe even equally important, so then whichever one comes first, you should do first. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan thinks, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should do the night reading. If you have a choice, he can only come once, let him come for the night. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I think not. I think if you hold like the Ramah, to feel that the Ev Shavar Shneipam Shachiyan al Mitzvah Achaz, V'chein Rabbi Seinu Eilu, Yeshleimer, Da'avgav, the Kriya Seyemu Ik. Again, we all agree the main reading, us Ashkenazim agree the main reading is the day, Mikom Akim, Lo Yavar Al HaMitzvah. Don't pass up a chance. V'yikru'enu b'layla, read it at night, shehi kodemes. That's what comes first. V'ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, number 15, in Simon Tzadi, is discussing a shuvas radvaz. It talks about a case where someone's in jail, and they told him, you know, we're going to give you one prayer. You can go to shul once. Which tefillah does he go to? Does he pick the first tefillah that they let him out an hour before mincha? So he say, okay, I go daven mincha an hour, I'm going to save up my chance to go, you know, for ni'ilah on Yom Kippur. What should he do? So Radvaz writes, Mr. Buru brings it, that you should, the first mitzvah that you get, you should do. Don't wait till Ne'ilah, which is in 6 months from now. The first chance you get to daven a minyan, use it right now. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Maybe the Megillah is more important during the day, but you don't want to wait. Use the mitzvah right now. However, many Achorim disagree. And they say, because we proved that the main Megillah is the day Megillah, and perhaps the day Megillah is on a higher level from a halachic standpoint, that's the way Shmuel Kamenetsky passes, and most of the Achorim passes this way. If a person has a choice to be at either one of the Megillahs, he should try to be at the day Megillah, which is what we mentioned earlier. The ironic thing that happens with many people who drink too much per night is they get the night Megillah, okay, but then the day Megillah, they miss it. That's really not correct, because the main reading is the day Megillah. So if a person, again, he should be considered for both of them. But definitely the day Megillah is perhaps even more important because it's a level of Medivrei Kabbalah. Yes.
Why
Clearly, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only during the day. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a shaila of someone's traveling. The Shulchan Aruch writes in number 17, I'm a farish by yom, someone who goes away on a trip, by yoytze b'shiroi, he's going on the wagons are taking him away, ve'ena moitzi megillah l'hoylich imoy. He's scheduled to be out of town for Purim, where he will not have access to a Megillah or to Megillah reading. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he can read it either on the 11th of Adar, the 12th of Adar, the 30th of Adar. That's why many shuls don't say Tachanun, starting the 11th and 12th. That it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, just for the record. It doesn't say don't say Tachanun, it just says if you happen to not be able to read the Megillah Bismanai, you could read the Megillah as early as 11, 12, or 13. But, it's B'loi Bracha. You can't recite a Bracha on that. Let's say he can't even wait that long. His bus is leaving earlier in the month, and he'll be away with absolutely no access to a Megillah. He can read even ready from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, there's two conditions that need to be met for a person who's going to read the Megillah earlier. So why would this ever be in a case? Shmuel Kamenetsky talks about a case where a person's going for a surgery, and he's really going to be out of it. He's just not going to be awake, he's not going to be able to move, he's really going to just be in a situation where he cannot hear Megillah. So he's going to schedule for every, obviously it's not a controlled surgery where he can plan it better, he's going to be, the whole Thursday he's going to be out of commission. So what should this fellow do? So let him read the Megillah the day before. But the Mishnah Berurah says there's only one issue. He needs to have a minion for this. Although Megillah Bizmani does not need a minion, Megillah Shaloi Bizmani does need a minion. So if you're going to read the Megillah any other date besides the 14th, you need to get a minion. Not that the minion could just, they need to be in the room. They don't have to listen to, they don't have to be Yaitz Mitzvah, but they need to be there.
And after.
Yeah, because we're always Magdim and Vloim Achim, the Gemara says. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, just don't make a mistake that does not mean that you celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim on the 11th of Adar. You don't eat the suda on the 11th, and you don't give matzos of yayinim, and you don't do shalachmanis. That's all you dalid. The only kula is Megillah, because the Mishnah says that we give a kula to read the Megillah. This is only for Megillah. You still got to give it, whatever deserted island you're on Purim, you got to find someone to give shalachmanis to, and find someone to give matzos of yayinim to, and find somewhere to eat a suda. It's only a Megillah heter. It's not a heter for anything else.
So the fact that you have many people laying the Megillah on Tesvav, wouldn't that be better than doing it earlier? Because there are people laying it.
Right, but for you, I think the Gemara says you were supposed to be Makdim. The Gemara has a whole Shaila when it says you have all these extra days. So the Gemara asks, how do you know how to apply? The Gemara says either Velayava. It says that you're not supposed to go too late. You got to always do things earlier. Here's a very interesting halach, which I think a lot of people are not aware of. And I think this is a big nesoyin for many people Wednesday night. And for some people, it's a bigger nesoyin Thursday morning. Shulchan Aruch writes in number 19. HaKoyres Megillah, the one who reads the Megillah, Tzorich Sheikhav and Lahoitzi Hashemeah. The Baal Koyre has to have in mind that he's being moitzi the people with the Megillah. That part I think is relatively easy. But Tzorich Sheikhav and Hashemeah Lotzis. And the listeners have to have in mind that they want to be yoitzi the mitzvah of Shmias and Megillah by the Baal Koyre reading it. Fine. No problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 20. This is where it becomes a problem. Uli kuva hu afil b'di'evit. That's ma'akif. If I show up to shul not knowing anything, I'm completely absent-minded. I show up to shul because someone told me to show up to shul, and I sit there and I listen to the Megillah, and I have no idea that I'm having intent to be yoitzer with the person's reading. I'm not yoitzer. You'll ask me, Megillah is only drabbana, this is drabbana and tzviches kavana. So the Mefarshim answered, oh, Megillah is different. It's more chum. Before you start, you have in mind. That's why they make a clap on the bima. Everyone should have in mind. They want to be yoitzer in the midst of kriyas and Megillah. You must hear every word that comes out of the Balkaire's mouth. If the Balkaire skipped a word, he skipped the Haman because he wanted to see if he could beat the crowd. I love these Balkaire. They always think they're going to beat the crowd. They're going to get that Haman in. Who do they think they're benefiting? This way, no one's Yaitzah. What a great Balkaire. Let's bring him back next year, right? He got that Haman in, and no one was able to hear it. So Mr. Bruce says, if he skips a word, or, you, the listener, missed a word. Says Mr. Bruce, lo yotzah v'tzarech lachzah. You got to repeat the whole Megillah if you missed one word. Now, what does it mean to miss a word? There are people that can hear things, and they heard it, but they didn't really get what they were, totally not absorbed whatsoever. Is that also hearing it? So there's a Magen Avraham which goes through this issue, quoting a Tshuva Sarash, that deals with what does it mean to hear? Is hearing mean knowing what happened? Or hearing means, hey, you know, I heard it. Right? When our spouses often talk to us and ask us, did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah, sure, I heard what you said. Repeat it. That you can't do. So that might be the rule of thumb here also. You might have to be able to repeat. If someone asks you, what did the Bakari just say? I don't know, he says something in Hebrew, something Jewish, that might not be good enough. So Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky writes over here, this is very, very, very important. He says, V'tzorech sheichav emilu b'emilu l'chom ha'ashem ha'ashatz. Number 21. V'impona levov l'machshava acheres. That's the lashon of the levush. If you spaced out, or your mind was in other places, which I mentioned, for Wednesday night it's very difficult. You're coming off of a day of work, you're thinking about different things, but you're listening. You know, it's a background noise of the Megillah, you're listening. Yeah, something about a Haman and Achashverosh, you know, some words. But your mind is totally not there. Says Reb Shmuel, b'shas ha'kriya lo yotza. You're not yet in Megillah. You got to really be focused. The kibbutz creates a Megillah nimshach zman rav. Says Reb Shmuel, we all know Megillah is a long experience. The kashem ma'id lechavin daitel meshach creates kol Megillah. It's very hard to focus that long. Ro'u lechol adam shiachs gebiyadim Megillah ksheira. You ever wondered why so many people buy Megillahs? Why is it such an industry for Megillahs? You don't find it like that for Sefer Torah, because it's a big inyan to have your own Megillah, not so much to show off the Megillah case, but because for this reason, if I have my own Megillah in front of me. So even if I spaced out, but if I read it from a Megillah Ksheira, I'm Yaitz. But if I'm hearing it from him and I'm spacing out, I'm not Yaitz. So says Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, so it's more because I have your own Megillah, read along. You didn't miss anything. That would be good enough. But then, he said, you got to say the words. That's right. You have to say the words, even though upon a machshavta, you're not focused. But if you're listening and not focused, you're not yaitz. So he suggests, let's say you don't have a Megillah. V'im ein la Megillah k'sherit tzarech lizor b'zeb yoisi. You have to be even more careful. If you have your own Megillah and you're reading along, okay, not the end of the world. But if you don't have your own Megillah and you're looking from a chumash, she'im margish shepon levava, basically. Let's say you realized 3 psukim ago you were spacing out. You're like, oh wow, okay, let's focus. So what should you do? You should catch up in the chumash and read those psukim again. You can read part of it in the chumash, you can't read the whole. So if you spaced out the whole thing, you got big problems. But if you spaced that for a little here, then you're okay. But this is and he writes at the end, upasha deleka chilik bezeb bein anoshim lanoshim. I always find it funny, you sometimes see people falling asleep in the middle of Megillah. I don't know how they yaitza. Guy falls asleep in Megillah for a couple of psukim. He missed it, he's gone. So either he knows this halacha and he has to reread it and catch up. He's sleeping, he's playing on his phone. That'd be really creative, I don't know. You're not yaitza. If you're ponim achshavta, you're not yaitza. So either you have your own Megillah or you read it inside. But if you're all being saimich on the Balkaria, it's a big achrayt. So therefore, he also ends off, this is men and women. Okay, men and women are equal. Women can't be busy with the kids and, you know, changing a diaper in middle of Megillah reading is also no good. They're also not going to be yaitza. They have the same obligation as men.
You're not
going to the whole mitzvah. Yeah, that's right. Got to do it again. Mr. Bruce says, so it's a big achrayis when you show up to
generally don't have a kashrut.
The women, right. They usually use a chumash. Some of them don't use anything. They really just like listen outside. Yeah. Then it's much easier to be pana levavai. If you're not focused, it's a lot easier to space out. Especially if you're your mother and you. That's right. Right, right. So again, if she has a. Yeah, you got
to
make sure you're focused for the majority of. Knowing the story, right. So that.
I mean, nowadays, you can't get lost because you know what's going
to
happen.
You got to be listening to what's going on. You still got to show up and listen to it, even though you know what's going to happen. You don't have to know every single word means. What Mishnah says, as long as you hear it in Hebrew, if you don't speak Hebrew, but you got to be listening to every single word. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, another interesting halacha. He says, Yesh no gelovosh big day Shabbos a yom tov Purim. There's a minhag. This is the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to wear your Shabbos clothing on Purim. Now, I was always wondering, we mentioned a while back when we did the Sugi of Kiddush Levana, that it also says, when you're Mekadosh Levana, you're supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos. And we mentioned then, some Achareinim say, it doesn't mean Bedavka Shabbos clothing, it means back then they used to wear farm clothing. So when you come from the farm, during the week you're Mekadosh Levana, you're wearing farm clothing. So it's not respectful to be wearing your overalls to be Mekadosh Levana. But if you're wearing a suit anyways, because you go to work in a nice button-down shirt, I don't think it has to be your Shabbos clothing, it means you have to wear dignifiable clothing. So if you go to work and you wear nice clothing to work, I don't think it means you bedafka. I never thought that's what the Ramah meant. You have to bedafka wear Shabbos. It means you have to wear respectable clothing. Maybe, unless he means taka, that it's a yomtiv, he's supposed to dress like a yomtiv. Not sure. Right, so here it sounds like you're not supposed to wear costume to Megillah, at least for the adults. Mr. Brewer writes, Kasva Achreinim, the Nochen Lovosh Big Day Shabbos Gam came be erev. When you put on the Shabbos clothing, even the night before, not only for Purim Day, even the night before, you should also start to have your Shabbos clothing. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about where should you go to hear the Megillah. Let's make a haschala on that. Where should you go to read the Megillah? So we know when it comes to the Megillah, the din called Berevam Hadras Melech. More people, the more beautiful it is. So this presents a major shaila. Many people have little shlibach, break off minyanim, they have basement minyanim. So you're telling me, no, when it comes to Purim, all the basement minyanim are cancelled. We all have to come to the main shul in the neighborhood. We all have to come to the Gizel Woodmere, pack the place. I'll have 10,000 people here for Purim because all the little small shuls have to close. Is that what it means? So the Mishnah Berurah addresses this in number 29 over here, and he writes, Shulchan Aruch says, we're mevatlin Talmud Torah because of Mikra Megillah. That's the Gemara. So he writes, what's a loymer? After Talmud Torah, Shokol Kenei Kol Mitzvah. We know Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. You close the Gemaras to hear the Megillah. Let's say you have a Beis Medrash. We have 100 people learning Second Seder and Night Seder. So you close the Seder. No, everyone close. We got to go to Megillah. They got to leave their little, you know, group and go to the bigger group. So the question is, this never ends. Every little shul has to close their doors and go to the bigger shul. So he writes, if this is your shul, you daven every Shabbos in this shul. It's not like, a gathered together for Megillah. This is where you daven. This is your shul. Your shul's on this corner, and the other shul's on that corner. So then you don't all have to close up house and go to the one major shul. Then it's enough that you have it in your shul. But the Shaar HaTzion makes it a little bit more complicated. The Shaar HaTzion writes in number 30, in number Ois Yud, he writes, Lenis Daiti Kavanosoi, Dibemokim Shu Rogulus Balo, who Gam came Beis HaMedrash, meaning you normally daven where you learn. El Shemit Anoshim Balom Shom. You always daven where you learn. Sometimes there's a bigger crowd in your Beis HaMedrash slash shul, sometimes there's a smaller crowd. Vashmino, the Eidim Mechoyev Leil Chabetzik Nex Doyle. You don't have to go to a bigger shul. The Otu Kol Batik Nesias Ketan Shiesh Be'ir Mechoyevim Kulom Leil Chabetzik Nex Doyle. Does every little shtibel have to close up and go to the main shul in town? But if you have a little minion in your basement, you have a break off minion, you have a Matzah Shabbos minion in your basement. It's a minion kavua. Every Matzah Shabbos, every Friday night, every whatever we dive in my basement,
every Purim maybe,
you got to close the minion and go to the main shul. So asks Rav Moshe Sternbach, what's the difference between the case of the Mishnah Berurah saying that's okay? It's okay for me to have, if I have a little bit of a group every single, let's say I have a shir in my house, and after the shir we always daven ma'ariv. So that's okay. But if I have a minion in my basement, Matzah Shabbos, that's not okay. What's the difference? Why is one any more of a minion than the other? There's a minion kavu. We daven every Matzah Shabbos in my basement. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, this is a big problem in Yerushalayim. In a lot of other communities, we have these little basement minyanim, these little shtiblach every other block. So Moshe Sternbach thinks together advarim is if the minyan is motivated by a reason. Meaning, the Rebbe comes to town, you want to make your own minyan for the Rebbe, so you have it in your basement. But if this is a minyan, every Friday night, we have it every Shabbos day, we have it every whatever, that's enough to be a minyan kavua, to which in that case you would not have to go to another minyan. So if you have a minyan kavua, you daven, I used to daven in a shul in Kew Gardens where it was a downstairs minyan, we had a very small crowd. We had 12, 15 people on Shabbos, and the main shul was always upstairs. I always was misupping. Maybe we should all close the downstairs minyan and go upstairs. The answer is no. We daven here every Shabbos. This is our minyan. Although we're a small minyan, but this is our minyan kavua. This is where we daven every Shabbos. Depends on your connection to the shul. That's where Moshe Sternbach said. If it's your shul, then you daven there. You can daven there. Okay, we didn't get to a lot of the things I wanted to get to, so we'll roll it over to Mitzvah Shem for next week. Talk about more in Yonim of Megillah, and we'll talk about more in Yonim of Purim and Mitzvah Shem.